There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I've had a lot of conversations. You know, there was a situation in Waterbury where, you know, somebody was basically kept in their home for decades, and DCF didn't have they dropped the ball. And then obviously we had that tragedy in New Britain with that young girl. But a lot of the focuses became on homeschooling, because you can pull your kid out of the system and say you're going to homeschool him or her, and then there's not a lot of follow-up. Right. And whether that's DCF's job or the Department of Education, it's kind of murky. And then there was a big movement after the Waterbury story to get some legislation to regulate homeschooling. And the homeschooling movement in Connecticut, which is like right around 2,000 kids are in it, I believe, if you follow the statistics. I mean, they showed up at the state capitol in droves, and it made a difference. The legislation did not see the light of day, but it's still a conversation, especially in light of the young girl who was taken out of a school system in one town and supposedly homeschooled and was abused and eventually died. And, you know, there's a debate about – there's very little regulation in Connecticut relative to some cohort states. But some of the proposals, you know, go from no regulation to, like, a lot, and that's jarring to the system. And it brings up, you know, the questions whether a lot of these proposals need to be implemented. And I have my own feelings about it, less about the education side of it, more about just the checkpoints and contact to make sure everyone's okay. And I think a lot of people in the homeschooling community felt that they were sort of lumped in with these horrible cases that really said more about DCF than about education. So I'm really grateful that Diane Connors joining us. She's part of the Connecticut Homeschooling Network. Diane, did I, in sort of summarizing there, did I miss anything?
I wouldn't say that you missed anything. I would say that it's misguided when anybody and the Connecticut government thinks that when their systems are failing, that they should have any authority over the solution, which is homeschooling.
So, you know, my thing with that, and I saw that argument in the piece that I read, I don't know that that's an either-or thing, right? I mean, they could have their failings and try to address them, but also try to see if there's a way to make a compromise here. Like, I don't think they should go from nothing to, like, having you, submit curriculum and syllabi every year and do sort of like these testing and evaluations. Having said that, I think of only the children, and I don't know why it's unreasonable to maybe have some physical contact with someone, whether it's in DCF or whatever, just to make sure the kids are okay.
Okay, and I understand that argument. I don't agree with it, and the overwhelming majority of us don't agree with it. And the reason is there are states that are very heavily regulated. There aren't many of them, and there's no difference in the data. There simply is no data that shows that increased regulation or a few bad cases that really were not homeschool issues.
Correct.
They were all known by the system, and that's really key here, that it's going to improve any outcomes, because it's not. It's a false sense of security, which really is dangerous, because until the adults in this state are willing to look at the real problem and do something about it, nothing's going to change, and another child's going to get hurt.
Well, what do you think is the quote unquote real problem? Just to clarify, like what is that real problem?
The real problem is when DCF is not following through
right
with their job. I mean, the Waterbury incident alone, they had been called 20 times. What more do you need?
Right. That's, I mean, listen, I don't disagree with that at all, Diane. I think DCF, the failures, and it's not even, some of it's not even their fault. The caseload for some of these workers is overwhelming.
Yep.
And so I'm firmly in agreement there. But whether it's DCF or anywhere, I'm not talking about, again, like curriculum regulation, that debate can be had over time. I'm just talking about from the human standpoint, about even if DCF said anyone who's off the grid, any one of those 2,000 kids, we just want to, you know, make eye contact with them once or twice, whatever it is. I don't know why anyone would have a problem with that.
Okay. Well, you're now talking about surveillance of parents and treating them like they could be potentially guilty of something. And if we're going to go there, we need to go there for all parents. We need to go there for all legislators,
well, I guess,
and their families.
And the thing
for
is,
you, I mean, where do you draw the line?
Well, you know,
that?
It's interesting because I am totally, if you want to homeschool your kids, I am totally for it. Like, I am not against it in the least. I mean, if it's your children and there's a ton of benefits to it, and people ran to it in the pandemic, and now it's sort of settled into the people who truly, truly, you know, want to do it. I guess I don't know that there that's an equivalent. If someone's going to public school every day, there's visual check-ins every day, and so it's up to the education system and everything else. I just don't know why it's offensive to you for someone to say we just want to make sure we just want to have contact. And there's no I don't assume it's something that's bad. It's just another way to make sure things are okay.
Well, so this might be helpful for you and your listeners. People might not understand that the homeschool community includes many mandated reporters. We have doctors, nurses, therapists, many teachers. Most homeschool parents are college degreed and are mandated reporters, and our kids are in co-ops. They're in all sorts of classes, go on field trips, go to the library. I mean, this is not a situation of isolation, which is another sort of myth that doesn't want to die. And when we consider these things, and then you consider that in the public schools, and I'm not bashing the public schools. I have family and friends that work there. But the fact is the fact. And that is the children are not safe in the public schools. And they are nationwide, all grade levels, there are daily occurrences of abuses from the adults to the children in the public schools. That doesn't even touch upon peer-to-peer issues. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the reason that many parents pull their kids out is moms sacrifice their careers, myself included, so that we can be with the children and give them the quality education or the services that the PPT teams didn't want to provide.
Well, listen, I'd like to continue the conversation. Unfortunately, we're up against the clock. Maybe you come in studio and we can have an extended conversation, because I think it's an important topic, and I think it's important to be candid on both sides. So I really appreciate the time, and you can bring in a couple of your colleagues too. I would really welcome that.
I appreciate that.
All right. Diane, have a great holiday. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.